just on one of those things in football, man. You know, you're coming out on the backside of a boot and, you know, cloud corner. So, you know, I saw him. I was able to catch him at the last second. Just tried to make sure I got my feet out the ground, try to protect my knees. Just got flipped over, and after the play, you know, everything felt good, and looked down, and finger was a little messed up.
Did you think of maybe just hoping it's dislocated? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was out, and I was hoping that they were just going to pop it back in and keep going, but, you know, Doc wanted to get it looked at, and that's when they found the fracture.
Julius, how acclimated do you feel in Olsen's offense and with your new team here, you know, now that you're going to be obviously out of practice for a few weeks?
Well, the good thing is, you know, I feel pretty good in the system. You know, I've never really been able to rely on a ton of experience, so I know plenty well what it's like to go out there and, you know, have to get back going quick, so that's a good thing. But, you know, I feel really well with the offense. Good thing is it's not going to be able to stop me from running around, so I'll be able to start running soon, hopefully, and participate in all that I can.
Have you ever dealt with a broken finger before?
Yeah, I've broken a finger before. It wasn't in the same location, so I was able to do a little bit more, but I'll be good.
Anything that you can take from that experience with the finger or any hand injury?
No, I think the main thing is, you know, concentrate on all the ways that you can improve. You know, even being out, you know, there's still things that I can get better at, still a lot of different things that I'm going to be able to do to help myself out for when I return.
How confident are you you'll be ready for week one?
You know, I'm pretty hopeful. I guess that's the best words. You know, right now it's just a healing situation, so hopefully it goes really well, and I'm back before then and running around and feeling great. But, you know, we'll find out in a couple of weeks when we take the cast off.
Was it a good thing that you got your feet up in the air, considering where he was coming, the location of it?
I mean, I'd rather break a bone in my hand than my leg. So, you know, those plays are tough. And you definitely want to make sure you get your feet off the ground. I mean, you've seen so many guys in that similar situation have knee injuries. And those take a considerable amount longer than a couple of weeks.